Well, good morning, and you're listening to On the Air, and I'm Glenn Coble, your host, I guess we would call me, and we're doing stuff on spring, because spring is right around the corner. As I said earlier today, spring is going to be arriving on the 20th, and right now it's the 11th, so in 9 days, spring will arrive at 5:37 in the morning on the 20th. Usually spring comes on the 20th or the 21st, and this year it's pretty early. But there are a few, as we just mentioned earlier, there are a few days when, or a few years when it comes on the 19th. It must be very late on the 19th. But it's wonderful to get out there in the weather, isn't it? It's been a little windy today, but the previous 2 days were just glorious. And let's see, what did I do? I trimmed back all my perennials. I leave them up. You know, it looks nasty, but the birds love the seeds that are on them. And so about now is when the birds can start to find seed. I chop them down so that the birds can actually find the seed on the ground. Then there's no snow right now. Now, my guess is there will be some snow before we see the end of May. What do you think? Or before we see the beginning of May, not the end of May. And apparently, according to the old Farmer's Almanac, May 5th, I believe, is the last possible day for a frost. I would give it May 10th because that's the latest that I've seen on any of the forecasts. But we are getting earlier for the latest frost as global warming starts adjusting some of those days. In China, the coming of spring concludes the celebrations for Chinese New Year. The holiday falls on the first day of the first lunar month in January or February. A little confusing, but Chinese New Year apparently coincides with the coming of spring, somehow or other. I didn't quite get that, but that's what it said. And according to tradition, if a groundhog does not see its shadow after emerging from its burrow on Groundhog Day, which is February 2nd, spring will come early. If he sees the shadow, winter will last for another 6 more weeks. I think Buckeye Chuck saw his shadow, and they were expecting an additional 6 weeks of winter. I don't know how often that guy out in Puxatani is right, but Buckeye Chuck, I believe, is far more accurate than that poser. By the way, Groundhog Day, it has its roots in Neolithic Celtic celebrations of Imbolc, whatever that is. And by the way, I think I mentioned this way back when we were talking about Groundhog's Day. February 2nd is almost exactly in the middle between the first day of winter and the last day of winter. So it's an interesting date. For the Japanese, the opening of the cherry blossom national flower show, Japan's national flower show, in March or April signals the start of spring. Now, it's not the astronomical start of spring. It's the Japanese flower day start of spring. And it can happen toward the end of March or in April. And it indicates that's the official Japanese start of spring. Now, it's beautiful. I don't know if you've ever gone to Washington, D.C. to see all those cherry blossoms, which, by the way, I believe most of those were given to us by the government of Japan. But they are just absolutely gorgeous. And you only get about, 4 to 7 days of their beauty. Then it's gone. But It is beautiful on those days when those beautiful pink flowers surge forward and make you feel like everything is right in the world. The term spring fever. Now, one of the things about they're talking about spring fever right now is that they're afraid that spring fever is going to lead to another outbreak or peak of the COVID virus because you know what happens on spring break. The kids all head to Florida or Texas or even Mexico. It kind of depends. Alabama. They go to the warm beaches is what they do. And they all sit around and get a little inebriated and hug and kiss and sit real close and don't wear masks and act stupid. Well, anyway, they're a little nervous about this year's spring break bringing us another peak. However, during the spring break, I will have had my second shot, and they tell me I will be safe, but I will be as safe as I'm going to be 2 weeks after my second shot. So by then, I should be covered, right? I hope you've been able to get yours, especially if you're in the area of the people like me who are more likely to get it severely, you know, those of us over 65 and those of us that have other illnesses like heart disease or lung disease or anything like that. I hope you've already gotten yours, but apparently we're over 10% of the people now have their shots. And, you know, they always talk about that, and I wonder if 10% already have their shots, how many percent have already gotten the virus and have developed immunities? And I've never heard anybody talk about that. Maybe I'll ask somebody. I had a lot of doctors in my family, but unfortunately, all of them have passed on. Not from COVID. They passed on long before the COVID hit us. Maybe I'll ask somebody I know that's a doctor. My doctor is a very good doctor. I like my doctor, Dr. Vora. Maybe I'll ask him the next. We haven't met in person for a year, and I'm not sure. I have an appointment coming up in April. I'm not sure that one's going to be in person. Maybe the one after that one will be in person. I kind of like not having to go to the doctor's office. They don't put me on that weighing machine that always weighs me 10 pounds more than I am. And they don't give me the blood pressure machine that always adjusts my blood pressure up about 10%. I got a new watch this year because I wanted to be able to watch my heart rate, and I wanted to be able to watch my oxygen rate in my blood, and I wanted to be able to watch all those things, you know, that you worry about when you get older. It always shows my blood pressure somewhere around 110 or 120 over 60 or 70. If my blood pressure is that low, I shouldn't be taking blood pressure medicine. I think my watch is kind of fooling me. But it does tell me that my heart rate is, you know, down around 70, 60, between 60 and 70, which it's always been very low. So I'm hoping that means I get extra beats on that heart. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, the Southern Hemisphere, springtime lasts from August until November. Now, we talked about how it's the exact opposite of the Northern Hemisphere, but it lasts from August to November. So if you want to wish your friends would way down in Australia happy spring, do it between August and November. That would be neat to have November be the end of spring, the beginning of summer, wouldn't it? Except for then you're going to have March and April be the beginning of really cold weather. Oh, well. During the spring, birds are more vocal as they sing to attract mates and warn away rivals. It's kind of neat. I took my first outdoor walk. I walk at least 2 miles 5 days a week, And when the spring arrives and when temperature gets to 50 degrees, I walk outside. Even at 48, I will walk outside if there's no wind blowing. But we've had several days like that. So I've walked several times outside, and it was kind of fun because the little squirrels are going nuts, literally and figuratively. They are going crazy looking for girlfriends or boyfriends, as the case may be. And I walked by this one tree where there's always squirrels scampering around on the tree, usually by themselves. Well, there were two pairs kind of chasing each other around the tree. And usually when I walk by the tree, they run up the tree and get away from me. They were too busy. They had other things on their mind, and they just stayed right there. One of them looked over at me, and he decided, whoop, I'm going to move, and he took off. But one of the pairs, they didn't care. they had no humility. They just hung around kissing face, I guess. Anyway, where was I on this? Okay, I've already done that one. The word season, kind of interesting, is from the Latin and means sowing or seed time. That's what the word season comes from. Back when I was a kid, I don't know about you, but my father was a minister, as you all know, and he had taken a lot of Latin and Greek so that he could read the original Bibles. And because he knew Latin, he thought we all should know Latin. I had the hardest time. I had a hard time figuring out English, let alone Latin. I finally got my college degree by scraping and getting lucky and getting through Spanish. But Latin, I just never understood. Why should I learn a language that isn't even used? But my dad knew all that stuff, and I'm proud of my dad. And that doesn't mean I'm going to go back and learn Latin, though. The term spring fever refers to both psychological and physiological symptoms associated with the arrival of spring. Includes restlessness, daydreaming, increased sexual appetite, if we can say that. While it's unclear, scientists believe that the increase of light, the need to exercise more and the influence of bare skin helps increase the hormone levels. According to a Greek myth, the return of spring coincides with the return of Persephone, the daughter of Demeter, the goddess of plants and fertility. I had to sneeze. So anyway, there are also sorts of reasons why spring changes your thought process, right? None the least of which is the interest in sexual appetite. Okay, don't tell my wife. In the Southern Hemisphere, springtime lasts from August till November. We already talked about that. I don't know why it mentioned it twice, but they wanted you to know for sure, right? While December is the most popular time to get engaged. Now we talk about it's also the most it's the before Christmas. It's one of the times where it's a little dangerous to be in a relationship because it may break up, but on December 25th, that's the best time to be in a relationship because nobody ever breaks up on Christmas. That would be absolutely horrible, wouldn't it? What a terrible thing to do to your loved one to break up with him on Christmas Day. Merry Christmas. I'm leaving you. Yikes. All right. December is the most popular time to get engaged. I'm trying to remember when I got engaged, but we'll wait for just a second.
Know that flipping the bird was invented in 320 BC than in any other county in America?
Yes, but I didn't tell you the rest of the story.
What's that?
At 320 BC in 1 minute, the fat lip was invented.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
All right, we're back here. You're listening to Glenn Coble. We're on the air. That's the name of the show. And we're talking about spring. Now, I was talking about most popular time to get engaged was December, while is most popular, late spring, June, and fall are the most popular times to get married. And I hadn't heard of September. I suppose, you know, kids are going back to school. I don't know why September would be. You can understand June because it's usually pretty nice weather in the late spring, early June. I was reading this, I was surprised because my wife and I got engaged in July. Actually, when the astronauts landed on the moon. And we had our wedding on the 21st of December. So we did it backwards. I don't think that nullifies our wedding. If it does, don't tell my wife because I've gotten comfortable. All right. According to the National Association of Realtors, spring is the most popular season to buy or sell a house. You can understand that. A lot of people trying to... get that new feeling going. That they're trying to, that's a good time of the year to make big changes. You feel like, okay, now I can do it. I'm ready to get out there and take care of business. Buyers usually hesitate to move during the winter, and you can understand that because the weather is colder and kids are in school. So while there are lots of houses to choose from in spring, property prices are at the highest then. So, supply and demand. If there are more houses available, they're going to cost you more. All right. And I've been really surprised at the increase of the cost of houses in this area. Now, if you want to see high-priced housing, go out to my son's house in Ojai, California. Holy cow, we started looking for a place. If we had decided we'd move out there and be by my son, most of the houses are above a half a million, most of them. Matter of fact, a large percentage of them are above $1 million. So we're not going to be able to move out there. I don't think we have that type of money unless we win the lottery, right? And I don't play it, so therefore I probably won't win it. Probably. Now I keep getting messages on my Facebook that I've won something. But you know what? I've always found that that's probably not true. If you don't enter, you don't win. Studies show that there is a regular season variation in sperm quality. So therefore... you might want to think about that if you want the best baby. Now, I was watching a show the other day about, I can't remember the name of the term, where they can adjust your genes. What is the name of that? Anyway, this lady had was the inventor of the, and it's an acronym that I can't remember. Anyway, she had invented this, and she was pointing out that there is fear that people could develop, you know, the strongest, tallest, most handsome baby in the world. They could do it if they picked the right genes and everything. But she felt that we needed to think about some regulations that require that you not be able to select for eye color or height or strength or weight or anything like that. But we could devise a master super race, I suppose, if we had no qualms about taking nature and fooling with it. So, just a thought. Let's not get too terrified about that. We're at least a few years away from it, and I will probably be long gone before that sort of thing happens. It wouldn't surprise me, though, that there are probably people in hidden laboratories throughout the world working on that sort of thing. A spring tide has nothing to do with the season of spring. Rather, it connotes a springing forth. Spring tides happen twice a year, and they have something to do with the lunar month they don't really have anything to do with spring. So don't get confused that when somebody says, "Well, we're having a spring tide," has nothing to do with spring. All right. Okay, I'm on my last page, so you can take a nap, I guess. No, the early Egyptians built the Great Sphinx so that it points directly toward the rising sun on spring equinox. Studies show that suicide rates peak during the late spring and not during the holidays, as was commonly believed before. You know, I think, doesn't the, that monument in England, you know what I'm talking about, it's circular, and I think it's also built so that the spring sun comes exactly through it in a certain way. A lot of the ancients believed that they needed to harness, astrological knowledge, because they believed that that's really what governed all of us. You know, the idea that if you're born, I'm born on May 27th, 1946. Oh my gosh, that was a long time ago. Anyway, that was my birth date, so therefore I am a Gemini. And that affects me. Well, I don't believe in that. There are a lot of things I don't believe in that I call superstition, and that's one of them. But I don't mind people that do believe in it. It adds spice to their life. Go ahead. But it's amazing how many of the ancients believed in things like that, and they've kind of fallen on disrespect because... they've found that two babies born on the same date don't always act exactly the same way. The idea that suicide rates peak during late spring as opposed to on holidays, that's kind of interesting. I can't put my head on why that would be so. Maybe the disappointment. Early spring is you know, exciting. Things are changing. They give you a new hope. But by the end of spring, late spring, which would be, June? Early June? Maybe you're getting disappointed. What you had hoped was going to happen didn't happen. I don't know. Anyway, that's... That's the way things are. National Academy of Sciences, a study that found babies conceived in the spring are more likely to be premature. That's interesting. They want to get out and enjoy the weather, I guess. scientists hypothesize that their mothers are nearing full term in January and February when the flu cases spike. That's kind of interesting. And pregnant women who contract the flu in the second or third trimester have a slightly increased risk of premature labor. That's kind of interesting. I wonder if this COVID-19 has done anything to adjust childbirth. I hope not. I hope things are going along fine for those people. All I know is, please, if you're pregnant, take care of yourself. We need the little guys and little girls to grow up healthy. I absolutely love the fact that I have seven grandchildren. Ranging in age, I think the youngest is 10. Maybe 11. I'm not quite sure what Kobe is. But the eldest is 17. And her husband's going to have to go out and find a shotgun because she's a beautiful young lady. And I think Christopher is going to have to keep an eye. She's already gone through that first sad breakup. Remember that? Oh, I remember. I remember the young lady's name. I broke up with a lot of girls, and they broke up with me when it wasn't significant. But I remember the first one that was significant. Her name was Mary. I hope my wife isn't listening. Anyway, her name was Mary, and she broke up with me. She's a lawyer now, still a pretty girl. Now, how stupid are your friends? I had a friend Facebook me, message me, "Have you seen Mary lately?" And of course not. She lives in Texas, I think. Anyway, he says, "She's hot." Now, why would you tell a friend who's been married for 51 years that the girl that broke up with him when he was, what was I, probably 18, 17, she's hot even now? Crazy people. We think different things are important, I guess, and that was not important to me. Do you know what? Did you know that springtime is the most common time for tornadoes, and they're least common in winter? That, I guess, stands to reason. The temperatures are changing, and there's obviously more, you know, thunderstorms, which is the genesis, apparently, of those bad storms. And we are kind of at the tail end of Tornado Alley. We need to be careful, and spring is coming on. So keep your eye on the weather forecast. You don't want to get caught up in a tornado. Now, we have in our basement, we can go into a basement. We have a basement, which is makes us a little more comfortable. And the southwest corner, which is where most of the tornadoes would come from, is covered by our garage. So kind of protected down there. But nonetheless, I have down there, I have a weather radio. I have water. I have television so that we can keep an eye on what's going on. Now, the television that we have in the basement is run by, it's attached to our antenna, and if a tornado would hit us, we probably wouldn't have any antenna anymore. But still, I have lots of things that we can find out what the weather's like, and we can go down there, and we have more than once gone to our basement when we were told that there was really bad weather. And I find it comforting that we have a place like that. Now, I remember friends who were farmers that used to have those tornado shelters, You know, they were kind of on an angle outside their house, and it was really basically a little dug-in basement for them. And they would go there in bad weather. I never knew anybody that got hit by a tornado. I don't know about you. Anyway, we're going to take a short break here, so we'll be right back.
Hey, Scott, I bet you cannot guess what my favorite type of animal is.
Cats?
No, dogs. Now, can you guess what my favorite type of dog is?
Black Lab.
No, Golden Retriever. Was there any doubt?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I've always wanted one of my kids to say, Dad, you're the GOAT. At least now I know what it means. Greatest of all times. I don't think I'm going to hear that from my kids. It's just not, we're not a huggy, feely, lovey family. Well, we do, but we don't express ourselves in terms like that. Dad, you're the GOAT. My eldest son is very sarcastic, and he might call me an old goat, but he would never call me the GOAT, you know, meaning the greatest of all times. In my heart, I know he would feel that way, though. Every year, allergies constitute over 70 million outpatient office visits. Allergies. Most are in the spring and the fall. You know, when the little plants start to poke their little heads up, they send out the pollen, or they send out the, in the fall, they do the same thing. And I suffer a little bit from allergies, but right now I'm stopped up. And I have no idea why. Maybe it is the spring. I don't know. But I get stopped up at least 3 or 4 times a week, day in and day out. I can't get away from it. I don't know what it is. I must not take care of myself very well. I think I do now. I take care of myself a lot better than I used to. After you have a heart attack, you start watching your intake. And I can't go out and get crazy like I did when I was young. You know, the alcohol does not run through my veins very much anymore. Once a week, I have my large beer. That's about as crazy as I get anymore. All right. Every year on the first day of spring, people in Poland gathered to burn an effigy and throw it in the river to bid farewell to winter. That's not a bad idea. However, around here, if you'd throw the effigy into the river, it might be flooded, so you might have a hard time getting to the river. We have a lot of flooding around this county because of the rivers that run through the county. Did you know that the only natural lake in Ohio is Lake Erie? All those lakes that, you know, the one down at Delaware Dam, they're all dammed up rivers that make lakes. Just a fact that I learned. Let's see. While the term spring is useful to describe one of the four conventional temperate seasons in the subtropical and tropical climates, other terms are used to describe varying seasonal changes, such as dry or wet, monsoonal or cyclonic. Yeah, quite often you will hear how Southeastern Asia is having a monsoon. which I guess is good for the rice because it puts lots of water on the fields, but not real good for the people because critters kind of float through all that water. You don't want to be out in that water. And sometimes it just gets darn deep, and they are always losing a lot of people during the monsoon season because of the depth of the water, and they can't protect themselves from it. They don't have spring and fall. They have monsoonal seasons, and they have cyclonic seasons, and they call it wet or dry season. We have a wet and a dry season. I guess you would call our spring is kind of a wet season, and then our fall is kind of a wet season. My young son, who lives out in California, has been looking forward to some wet season stuff. He's a vintner, grows wine grapes, and they just got some rain, which he was very happy for. They don't want a lot of rain, but they got some rain, and that made them happy. They have been struggling in California to find any rain. Thus, you hear the wildfires that are going on out in California. Honeybees are more likely to swarm during the spring. It probably has something to do with fooling around, too. I don't know. They swarm as a way to start new colonies. It does have something to do with fooling around. They swarm to start new colonies from a successful one. Surprisingly, swarming honeybees are very docile and the most friendly they will ever be all year. I don't want to get in one in a swarm of bees, even if they're happy little bees. I have a friend who climbed up a tree to see what was inside a birdhouse. Well, it was a nest of hornets, and he was stung like 90 some times and was taken to the hospital and was unconscious for quite a while. He made out okay, but wow. Don't do that. Stay away from them. I'm not afraid of bees. If bees fly by me, I don't swat at them. I just try to avoid them. They're doing their thing, especially the big bumblebees. They don't want to hurt you because if they sting you, they are going to die soon. So they don't do that, from what I've been told. Now, I'm not a scientist about bees. We'll ask our naturalist about that. Not next week, but the following week, I think it is. Next week, we're going to have on Fred Malone. He's going to continue to teach us about all the different things around the inaugural balls that all the different presidents have. I think we've gotten up through Lincoln. I believe that's where we are. And we're going to finish that up. And then he's going to tell us, he's reading a book that he wants to tell us about in the following month. Anyway, don't mess with those swarming bees. There's no need. Stay away from them. Just stay away from them. I'd rather have a swarm of bees go by me than a swarm of mayflies. Have you ever had a swarm of mayflies around you? Not that mayflies can hurt you, but up in northern Michigan, where we used to have a summer cottage, the mayflies show up, and it's hard to breathe. They are so thick, and you don't want to suck one of those things in. They get pretty big wings, and they would cause you to choke quite a bit, I would think. So when those things are swarming, I stay very clear of the mayfly swarms because they are really thick, and they're not real smart. They don't avoid you. They just fly right at you. They don't attack you, but they're just in a swarm. And you'll get your mouth full of mayflies, especially if you walk through one while you're singing. Okay. The U.S. spring season is culturally interpreted to be the day after President's Day, which is Tuesday after the third Monday on February and ending on a Friday before Memorial Weekend. Boy, that's a mouthful. I'm not even going to go back over that because it confused me just to read it, right? Now, I was born on May 27th, and we lived in Indiana, so we followed the Indy 500 quite closely. I've been to several of them, and my father took us to several of them, and my uncle-in-law took us to a bunch of others. And we loved Memorial Day, but it was, for a while, it was always on May 31st, I believe. But then they changed it to the first Monday around that time, which disappointed me. I don't know why, but it did. But I enjoy Memorial Day because of that. There is always hot dogs and stuff to eat, right? Stuff to feed my face with. By the way, you are listening to WWGH FM here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. You might be listening on the internet anywhere. We had somebody listening last week from Barcelona, Spain. Several people from California were listening last week, mainly because I had on the with me on Thursday. I had Gary Tuttle, who was one of the golden boys back in, and still is, but back in the 70s and 80s, those West Coast distance runners were very famous. Probably the most famous, I would guess, would be Steve Prefontaine, who died very young in a car crash. But Gary Tuttle was pretty famous himself, and we had him on, and we enjoyed a nice 45 minutes with him and his old college roommate who lives in Barcelona, Spain, listened on the internet, which made us very happy. All right. March is named after Mars. Did you know that? And we're talking about going to Mars, right? March is named after Mars, the Roman god of war. Maybe that's why it's the red planet. I don't know, mad all the time. In ancient Rome, this month signaled the beginning of warfare season. How wonderful. Well, you can understand. In March, the weather starts to turn, and Rome was in the northern hemisphere, and they were starting to say, excitement on, and they were starting to think they could conquer the world and everything was wonderful and let's go out and plunder and pillage someplace. And that's apparently the beginning of the warfare season. Maybe they should have had some of those games on their TVs, but they didn't have TVs back then. But it would have been a lot better if they had just killed fake warriors on TV, right? I'm not sure I'm a real fan of that either. I don't like my grandchildren playing those games where they cut people's heads off, even if they're fake people. Anyway, we're getting real close to the end of the show. I have one last question. While the origins of April Fool's Day are uncertain, some believe it started in the 16th century in France, when observations of New Year's changed from April 1st to January 1st. That's kind of interesting. They called New Year's Day April 1st back then, but they moved it to January 1st. Those who continued to celebrate on April 1st were called April Fools. I'm not a big fan of doing that sort of prank, you know, where you pull an April Fool's joke on somebody else. I never have been a fan of that type of stuff. I have friends that like to do that, but I may put something on Facebook or something like that, an April Fool joke, but I'm not going to make fun of other people, and I'm not going to make them uncomfortable. I just don't like that kind of attitude. Anyway, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. Yes, that's correct. And we'll be back after about 15 minutes. You've been listening to Glenn Coble on the air. And we'll be back after about 15 minutes of a break. And we'll read some stories for kids about spring. So if you got any kids around the house, you might gather them up and I'll read them a story or two. I think I have three, as a matter of fact. Okay, we'll be right back. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.